VA and the Ad Council.
For a good day and for a good new week. The week from this Friday, it's Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. And then the week after that is New Year's Eve. Kaputsky to 2010, 2011. Wow. Here we come, charge! Welcome into the new weekend, the Good Day program. And go online to gooddayshow.com and watch as at least Richie and I do our thing.
There
Jennifer isn't quite into it. Yet, for whatever the reason.
We can I'm a slow adapter.
Chastise her for whatever. Doug Steffen, the Good Day program. Clay Coat is managing our social media. There are people who think I'm the Alexander the Great of broadcasting. What do you think? You know who Alexander the Great was, Jennifer, right?
Yeah.
Should we ask Clay if
he knew
who Alexander the Great is?
Yeah, he's a bartender down in Soho.
Right.
I was actually just having the same conversation
You're not 21 yet. How could you be going into a bar?
He just heard about him.
Ah.
Yeah, he's big here.
Yeah, right. Okay, so you were saying?
I was just talking with someone about how you were the Alexander the Great of broadcasting this weekend.
To whom were you speaking?
Anybody I pass on the street.
Yeah, here I work. You've got one of those placards that you wear around town.
A sandwich board.
Yeah.
He was handing out flyers.
A picture of Doug Steffen and then under Doug the Great. So we have a sort of challenging world that we live in. The president's bringing in Bill Clinton. Oh, what a hoot that is.
Isn't
Bill Clinton
funny?
Takes over. Obama brings him in to explain why they have to pass the tax cut. And so then Obama realizes that he's got to go to a Christmas party, so he just gets himself to leave. And leaves Clinton to do his thing, and Clinton just goes on and on.
You know what to do.
And on and on and on and on. I thought it was very cool, frankly. You calling Bill Clinton?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Barack.
Mm-hmm.
It's Bill. You want to get reelected? Put me on the stage for a couple of minutes. I'll get you back. All you got to do is steal all of their ideas, and you're in.
Uh-huh. Thank you, Bill.
Think that's how that went?
It's probably not a bad idea. Obama hasn't learned much, but he knows how to count.
Clinton is great. Clinton is just like, you dummy. They got a good idea over there. Go steal it.
Yeah. Exactly.
Take it. Run with it, boy.
Yep. Run with it.
Have fun.
That was kind of the key to his success because he worked with
Dick
Cheney.
Exactly.
He was smarter than the Republicans. Took all their ideas, ran with them. They became his, and he got reelected. And he would have been elected a third time. 54% of the American people said in a poll during the last days of his presidency, if he'd have run for a third term, would you have voted for him? 54% of the people poll said, yeah. I would have voted for him.
He would have been president forever.
Right. Well, the only reason that he can do that is because after Roosevelt died in office, so it was the 14th Amendment or the 18th Amendment, which keeps the presidential terms to two. And I say one. 6 years, you're done. One for everybody. 1 6-year term for Congress, 1 6-year term for the Senate, 1 6-year term for president.
I don't know if I want to commit. Yeah, I don't know if I want to commit to one congressman for 6 years, man. You're stuck with somebody for 6 years if they end up being.
But they're all gone, Richie. They're done after the end of the 6 years.
Yeah, think about it, though. The first term, they're spending it trying to figure out how to get reelected the second time. So.
Yeah, no, I think Jennifer's on my side on this one, Richie. You lose. It's thumbs up to the Dougster, Doug the Great. Thumbs down on Richie.
Hey, dude.
Here, listen, I'm going to beat on my sandwich board.
Really? Good for you. Richie sent me an email this morning, Jennifer, with some pictures of things that he'd done, and then he chastises me. Here I am, his friend, his colleague, somebody responsible mostly for his success, and he takes a shot at me in this email about my inability to be able to convert one item that he sends me to another item. It was
When I send him an email, Jennifer, it doesn't show up as a link.
Mm-hmm.
You can't click on it, and it just takes him to the page. So he has to copy and paste that link into his browser.
Beyond my pay grade.
Very much so. So I had to basically put in the simplest of terms he needed to do.
Yeah, no, the simplest of terms was to call me a DA. The simplest of terms.
I'm concerned about Richie's weekend, though. If he sent you a link to something that he did over the weekend or were you in the newspaper?
I need a cover for him?
Yeah.
It could be.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Okay. All right, speaking of covering, there's a. I want to pass something along. By the way, the Chronicles of Narnia was number one at the box office over the weekend. Tourist was number two. Tangle was number three. Harry Potter was number four. The Tourist, that's the one with Angelina Jolie and Johnny Depp, right?
Getting terrible reviews.
Yeah, but it still did okay.
Yeah.
And Unstoppable came back up. It was number five.
Because it's an Unstoppable, Dougie.
Apparently, you're right about that. Anyway, this weekend saw a little scuffle here in Framingham. And the scuffle sort of is a precursor to a lesson. One of the local, this guy's kind of a nutbird for sure. He was getting people to sign petitions at a Walmart. And he's known in the community as being somebody who's a little loose, a little kooky. And so but people don't know, you know, they hear his name, but they don't really know unless they watch the cable channel that has all the town activities on it and see his face. They don't really know who he is. So he's asking people to sign a petition for something. And when one of the people who was signing the petition, what is this about and who are you? And the guy says, says who he is. Guy takes the petition, rips it out of his hand, takes his board and throws it on the ground, stops, yells and screams. And it's all on the Walgreens video camera. So this guy has the police come and try to arrest the person who ripped the petition out of his hand for, public violence, whatever, attacking him. And so I read a little bit more between the lines, and I'm going to pass along to you some perhaps worthwhile advice that comes out of this incident that applies to many people, because lots of you are asked to sign petitions all the time by various activists. The question is, do you know what you're signing? And we'll get an answer to that, or perhaps we'll get a perspective on it. 800-510-8255. Good day program for 12-13-10. MontelMoneyMutual.com. You need cash today? You need cash right now? You need cash? Go to MontelMoneyMutual.com and borrow $1,000. You get it in 24 hours. They don't gouge you on the interest rate. They're there to make money, for sure. But they'll make it easy for you to get at the $1,000 you need, get closer to Christmas, and you think, ooh, I got to get this, I got to get that, I got to try something here and try something there. Well, you won't have to try too hard. As long as you're 18 and you got an income of $800 a month, you're in like Flynn, as they say. MontelMoneyMutual.com. And stick around because Montel will be joining us in a few minutes here on Good Day.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do mimes make even less sense when you can't see them?
The mime is stuck inside a giant invisible box. Now he's drawing an imaginary door. And now he's opening his imaginary door. And the imaginary door just shut on his fingers. Now he's doing an imaginary cry.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices, guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes, Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot,
Y folds the laundry.
Correct.
Woo!
How many TV episodes and movies does Netflix let you watch for only $8 a month?
As many as you want.
Correct.
I can't.
Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis, CRN, and Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Keep your data safe and easily accessible.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Backup Service is the only data storage solution that combines on-site hardware for rapid restores and cloud-based storage for disaster recovery. At just 50 cents per gigabyte per month and advanced deduplication technology to significantly reduce storage space requirements, the Barracuda Backup Service is the most affordable and efficient data storage solution for any size business. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
800-510-8255. Okay, so you want to know the story?
Yes.
Yeah. The story behind the story, in a sense. So this guy is at Walgreens. He's getting signatures. And I'm just trying to figure out what his deal is. He's always, he's kind of a racist. And he's kind of he's not a pleasant fellow. I've been around him 3 or 4 times. I find him to be kind of a loose cannon. But there are always people like that who get involved in government, and they, not government, but get involved in local politics or issues, whatever. And so he was trying to, he's getting nomination papers because he always wants to run for selectman. So when this guy asked him who he is, and he says, "I'm Jim the Brum Brum," the guy rips the papers out of his hand, yada, yada, yada. So I looked through all the stories about whether or not the police arrested the guy for assault and all that other stuff. But then I started thinking what a great lesson this is. And I pass it along to you because many of you see these books and they maybe just pleasant. They seem to be okay people. And they ask you to sign. Will you please sign this petition? And, yeah. What's it all about? Well, it's about, giving bread to children. How do you vote against? It's like, how do you vote against food safety, right? How do you vote against something like this? But before you sign your name to anybody's clipboard with a petition on it, not only ask the name of the person who's asking you for your signature, but what is this petition about? And then read it. I got duped at a Trader Joe's. I was told that the petition was to give the Trader Joe's a liquor license and didn't read it and sign it. It was actually to repeal a law that I was pretty much in favor of. So you need to take an extra minute and ask the question. Ask the question. What is this? What's this for?
See, and I have a different mentality about this because
you don't sign any of them?
No, I sign every single one of them. Every
no matter
single
what.
One, no matter what.
You don't know because what's on it, and you still sign
you
it.
You want to know why?
Are you crazy?
Because it's going to go to vote anyway. I mean, I think everything has a right to be on a ballot that we can actually take the time then to see if we want to vote on or not. Otherwise, we're just kind of putting our faith into somebody who's holding a clipboard to tell us what the petition's about. A lot of times, they won't even, I mean, they'll have such a long document, you're not going to stand there for 3 hours in front of Trader Joe's and sign it.
Aren't you afraid, though, that you're showing false support for whatever it is?
No.
A signature and
I
a
think
lot
that
of signatures show support for the issue.
I truly believe that everything has a right to go on a ballot. If somebody is that passionate about it, let everyone vote on it.
Right, but then somebody will say, look, we have 150,000 signatures for this. Everybody wants it.
And then it'll go on the ballot, which I want them to do, and then I'm going to read it and make an educated decision when I can read it on my own.
And then some other uneducated person says, well, if 150,000 people signed, it must be good. I guess I'll go ahead and sign, too.
We begin the 12 days of Christmas on the Good Day program today. What do you think about that?
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order. Call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Are you tired of police, judges, and bureaucrats using traffic tickets and other regulatory traps to trick you out of your hard-earned money? Are you sick of fraudulent bankers rigging mortgages and using the foreclosure process to steal your home? You need to visit bestfreedomtools.com. Act now to get an amazing free catalog and free DVD packed with vital information to give you the upper hand against these so-called authorities. You will learn how to overcome all traffic fines, how to stop judges in their tracks, and how to effectively combat penalty notices of all kinds without paying a penny. All the information you need to regain your health, wealth, and power is yours at bestfreedomtools.com. To get your free catalog and free DVD, call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or visit bestfreedomtools.com now for your free catalog and free DVD. bestfreedomtools.com, giving you the information you need today.
Now 23 after the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program. Okay, so we're going to start the 12 days of Christmas. We have a bunch of toys that we're going to give away between now and Christmas, and it would be kind of fun to identify them with the sounds of the season. So what we're going to do, boys and girls, is give you, every time we give away these toys, we're going to, and today's toy is a Kung Zhu battle arena. I don't have children, yeah, but I'm sure Richie's going to tell me.
Zuzu pet?
Zuzu
it's
pet.
A Zuzu pet battle arena.
This is the number one toy, I'm told,
yeah,
of the season,
big.
This year, last year. So
is there a little tiny Richard Gere that sits in the ring? He likes Zuzus.
Yeah. Okay, so here's how we're going to do this. Different hour of the show every day. We're going to play the opening bar of a very popular Christmas song. Your job is to be the first one to call us at 800-510-8255. And if I can wake up Clay, shall we? Once in a while, we'll use the text line for this. Okay, is that fair? We'll use different ways of having people ID the song. Maybe we'll use Twitter or Facebook, or we'll use the phone or the text line. But we'll use the conventional method today, 800-510-8255, for the King Zoo Battle Arena with Zuzu Pets. Identify this song. That's it, 800-510-8255. That's all you get. We'll repeat it again. That's it, 800-510-8255. I love this. 800-510-TALK. What's the name of that Christmas song? You know it. You can name it and claim it. The prize.
Oh, I like that.
God, I'm going back to the oldie, moldy, oldie, goody, goldie, rusty, rock, and wrinkled record.
Give it one more time.
Please, Rich, one more time. What's the name of that Christmas song, one of the most popular from that group? 800-510-8255. One more for good measure, Richie. All right, that's it. You got the name of it. You'll get the Kung Zhu. What is, anyway? What are the Zuzu pets?
Zuzu pets like are rodents, little right? Robotic hamsters.
That's the reference to Richard Gere. Very clever.
Right.
Been practicing.
Yeah. And they bump in the walls and turn around and everything. Well, now they've made all of these tracks where they can go around in circles and battle each other and bump into each other. And apparently it's great fun. My kids have a Zuzu pet.
Your children have these? Well,
they don't
you
have
could be the
Kung
first kid
Zhu.
In your block to be just like Richie's show.
Yeah, they don't have the Kung Zhu whatever thing, but they do have the Zuzu pets.
800-510-8255. Who's working on the phones there? Looks like they got a little work cut out for
Eric
them.
Eric is.
Meanwhile, Miley Cyrus's father, Billy Ray, is pretty disturbed about a video that's been shown around the weekend. Hannah Montana star smoking a bong filled with, I don't know, what is salvia? What is it? It's a legal hallucinogenic.
It's a legal drug in most places, but it makes you hallucinate.
Why
and
is
apparently
it
really works. I have no idea.
I have trouble with people wanting to shut down my raw milk, my raw milk industry, a little store, and these guys are selling legally a hallucinogenic herb?
Mm-hmm. A herb.
A herb.
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 It's actually,
herb.
A kid killed himself on it in Oklahoma or Louisiana a couple years back, and since then it's been slowly being pushed to be illegal. But the problem is that people can buy this legally at head shops, so kids see it there and think, hey,
what's
it's legal, it must be safer and
it's
more fun than marijuana.
A pot shop.
Yeah,
where do you? I thought pot was illegal.
It is, but they sell all of the tools to do drugs. They just can't sell the drug.
Yeah, the water pipes.
They're not bongs. They're water pipes.
So if drugs are illegal, why make legal the stuff that you smoke them in?
Exactly.
And why is it, by the way, this child? I've never. You know how I am with body language and people. I've never taken to Miley Cyrus. Never.
I like
taken
her.
Child of privilege.
She just looks old to me already.
Well, because she's run herself. Where's her father and her mother been? Oh. You know, everybody talks about this great relationship between the father and the daughter. So where is he? He may be upset about it, but she's what, 16? How old is she?
She's 17.
18.
18,
yeah.
Okay, so she's almost old enough to be flying the coop.
She's certainly old enough to be out with her friends.
She's smart enough to know better than this anyway. All right, 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Otto Wynn, and this is Living Well, your guide to living better financially, physically, spiritually, and emotionally. Normally, I use this time to provide tips on improving your life. Today, I just want to improve your smile. While psychologists agree that nothing beats the real thing, there's also a growing amount of research to prove that faking a smile can be just as beneficial to your health, appearance, and mood. But don't take the scientist's word for it. Try it for yourself. Say your name once without smiling. My name is Montel Williams. And again, with a smile. My name is Montel Williams. Not only did your face appear more attractive when you smiled, I know mine did, there's a good chance your mood improved. And when you're in a good mood, it's likely that people around you will return the favor. Researchers also believe that smiling boosts the immune system and lowers blood pressure too. So the next time you wake up and you're not sure what to wear, put a smile on your face. I'm Montel Williams. Hi, I'm Montel Williams. Are you facing an unexpected car repair bill, a medical emergency, or you just need cash until payday? Well, you may not have that money today, but you can have it in about 24 hours. Go to MontelMoneyMutual.com and get up to $1,000 cash in your checking account by tomorrow. Just be 18 or older and have a regular income of at least $800 a month. So forget about overdraft charges, bounce checks, and late fees. For short-term cash when you need it fast, go to MontelMoneyMutual.com or call 1-800-532-CASH.
Why shop around town spending more money on gas than gifts when you can shop smart at Office Depot? We have the most popular tech gifts at great prices this holiday season. This week, save 50% off an HP OfficeJet all-in-one color printer. That's $75 in savings. Office Depot. Our holiday prices won't be beat. Guaranteed. Visit OfficeDepot.com for hot holiday deals. Offer valid through 12/18/10. If you find a lower price at any other store on an identical in-stock item, we will match it. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Yesterday's news. December 13th, 1972. The last man on the moon comes home. American astronaut Gene Cernan was the last to step off the moon's surface after a three-day mission.
Well, the first thing that happens when you land is you experience the most quiet moment in your entire lifetime. You're where no man has ever been before. We just landed on another world.
The Apollo 17 crew stayed longer and traveled further on the moon's surface than any other mission. Cernan was surprised by some of their discoveries while visiting.
The moon is bland in color, and the fine orange soil on the moon was not anticipated. It didn't turn out to be what people thought it might be, but it was a major discovery, and that's why you send people.
The crew of Apollo 17 sat down near a mountainous region larger than any they'd ever seen back on Earth.
When I was on the moon, the mountains I was looking at was twice as high as the top of the Rockies there from in the middle of Colorado.
Cernan made three flights into space, but he's most remembered as the man who left the last boot print on the moon's surface. And that's yesterday's news for December 13th.
It's 34 after the hour now, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Apollo 17, completing the last mission to the moon. We should be going over there, I'm using should. We would be well served if we were focusing on doing some of that again, because it's good. The NASA program has been so good for so many different businesses and for our knowledge in general. Most of the technological advances, you know, that have been a part of our modern era, last 55 years or so, have come out of the space program one way or another.
One of the guys in my Taekwondo class, there's a lot of military guys in it. One of them's in the Air Force.
Yeah.
And I did not realize this, how much of a hatred the Air Force has for NASA.
Yeah, because they take all of the wind out of there.
He's like, they take all of our money and they do nothing with it.
Oh, really? That's what he says. Huh?
Yeah. He says the shuttle program has been the biggest waste of money.
Uh-huh. So he says.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Good for him.
Yeah.
Obviously a genius. 800-510-8255. The prizes, the 12 days of Christmas underway, and we're going to play snippets from songs every day, little bars at the beginning of
name
the song.
Name that tune.
It's right. It's playing Name That Christmas Tune. That's very good, Jennifer. Name That Christmas Tune. And so we have done it with one of the best ones, I think. Prize are Kung, or these Zuzu Pet things.
Zuzu Pet Battle Arena, yeah.
All right. Right, you want to see fighting and stuff? Or is
yeah,
that
yeah,
is
yeah. They just ride around. So it's kind of like roller derby for hamsters.
Huh. All right, so Zuzu Pets basically yeah. are the prize. 800-510-8255. Hit the notes one more time, Richie. All right, let's start with Brent, who's in Iron Mountain, Michigan. What do you think that song
Morning,
is, Brent?
Doc.
Morning to
is
you,
this,
sir. Merry
rocking
Christmas.
Rocking Around the Christmas Tree?
Rocking Around the Christmas Tree is not correct.
That's
here's
not rocking
around
the Christmas Tree.
Christmas tree.
All right, that's not it.
All right, let's see here. Moving to Dave, who's in Jerseyville, Illinois. Hi, Dave, how are you? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too, Doug.
Thank you very much.
Jennifer and Rich.
Yes,
Merry Christmas.
All right, we'll be here on Christmas Day. They won't be because it's Saturday, but I'll be here on Christmas Day. Dave, you want to hang around with me and Dr. Ken and Phil Lempert, you can.
Okay.
I'm the Christian. Those are the two Jews. They'll be around on Christmas. They'll be happy to be here.
You're like a Chinese food restaurant.
Right, exactly. All right, but I'm not a good Christian, obviously, because I'm on the air on Christmas Day. Anyway, so what's the name of that song?
I believe it is Jingle Bell Rock.
You do, do you? Well, unfortunately, that is not the correct Armando answer, but not a bad guess. You'll have your chance later on. Abby in Eugene, Oregon, KUGN. Hi.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning to you. What's the name of that song?
I think it's Have a Holly Jolly Christmas.
Really? You think that, huh? New. This is Holly Jolly Christmas. Richie, don't be giving them all away because we might want to use these later on.
I know. I'm just
Here's
kidding.
Bernice in Plainfield, Illinois. Hi, Bernice.
Hello.
How do you
Merry
do?
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. What's the name of that song?
That's 12 Days of Christmas.
No. Shaylee in Port Charlotte, Florida. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
All right, thank you. Merry Christmas. How are you?
Hey, I'm great.
That's good to hear. All right, so what do you think the name of the movie? The name of the movie. What's the name? That's another contest later on. What's the name of the song?
Merry Christmas, Baby by the Beach Boys.
You're half there. You haven't got quite the right name of it, though. Stan is in Corning, New York, WENY. What do you think the name of the song is?
Well, that's an easy one, Doug. It's Little Saint Nick by the Beach Boys.
The man has it. You have children, Stan? You have a great grandchild?
Yes,
would you just say a great grandchild in college?
Oh, I have a grandson in college.
Oh, right, but you don't have any, like, younger. These would be suitable, Jennifer, for what age child?
Probably what? 6 years old, Rich?
Yeah,
six,
anywhere from like 4 to 7.
Yeah, I've got someone I can give
you.
That
can
to
figure it out. All right, Stan, that's a great call, and it's a great gift, and you're a great guy. Thank you for listening. Hold on just a second. We'll take good care of you.
One of my brother and I's favorite songs growing up as kids.
Oh. Great, great. Is the Christmas spirit. A lot of things going on at Christmas. You can, you can do a little rain dance if you want to on people's heads. Every once in a while, something happens that is not in the spirit of Christmas. The last half hour is talking about not signing petitions for people or things unless you absolutely know what they are about. And unless you can read what there is that these people want to sign, don't go near it. You don't know what the heck you're doing. And so, sort of in league with that, or in the same mindset, I move to a fellow radio host who is calling for a nationwide boycott of Walmart for partnering with the Department of Homeland Security. Apparently last week in Walmart's, there's a new program. If you see something, say something. That's the name of the campaign. Have you all heard about this?
Mm-mm.
If you see something, say something. I personally, when I think about this sort of thing and I read what it's all about, all I think is George Orwell. It's kind of an Orwellian thing. Does this turn neighbor against neighbor? Those of you who have heard the story about this, what do you think? 800-510-8255. This is like the next-door neighbor ratting out his neighbor to the IRS. He's got a new boat. How would you know what your next-door neighbor's paying for taxes? But call the IRS and tell them that this guy's got a new boat. Anyway, that's the kind of stuff that this is about. Apparently,
John Kerry's neighbor's on the phone right now.
Yeah. Right. And he got nabbed for his 6% tax bill. Anyway, I've pretty much stayed away from Walmart for a long time. You've noticed that, right? Because I'm not a big fan. And why say something that's negative? I just thought, okay, pretty much everybody who listens to this program with regularity knows what I think about Walmart. Why underscore it? And so I haven't really, there are a lot of things that go on there that continue to bother me, but I've kept my mouth shut until this. What basically this campaign promotes is fear, in a sense. When you go into a Walmart, you feel like you're a shopper, not a suspect, right? A citizen, right. Not a subject.
Right.
So what is it about this that's a good idea? If you see somebody that you think is suspicious, someone who wears a turban, let's say, or is dark-skinned, what, he's going to be a shoplifter automatically because he's wearing a turban? See, I believe in profiling at the airport, but everybody's going to be a bad guy. And these people in that little eensy-beensy town, that provincial little nothing town, Bentonville, Arkansas, they all belong to the same church. They all went to the same schools. It's like an inbred group of people at a town or
I got news for you.
What?
At the Walmart near my house, about 2.5 miles away from my house.
Yeah.
You'd be hard-pressed to find. I am the minority there.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
I am without a doubt. The
so everybody's
most
a
of
suspect.
The people in there
yeah.
are the people you just described.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, that's it. That's the way America is now. So is Walmart so big and so powerful and so...
Yeah. If you walk right next door or just down to the other end of the shopping center in the Target,
yeah,
I'm the majority there.
Yeah, right.
Huh.
Well, that tells you something, Richie.
It really does.
Yeah. So does Walmart want to drive out all the people like that and then try to bring in all the people who are down the at the other end of the mall from the Target store? And you think this is the way to do it?
Nah, I don't do Walmart. It's disorganized.
But so why do so many people go there?
It's dark.
It's cheap.
Because it's cheap. That's it.
It's cheap.
So it's all about cheap. Sorry, save your money, buy something worthwhile, and don't buy so much.
Yeah, but you know what, Doug? Some people, they don't have the option.
What did they do before Walmart existed? What did people who didn't have a lot of money
went with? They went without, maybe.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, the thing is, like...
So what does that say, Richie? Does that say we become such a consumer-oriented society that we'll go buy stuff even if we don't need it,
but I
if
think
it's cheap?
It's for basics. I mean, yeah, when I used to wear contact lenses, the contact solution at Walmart was $3 cheaper than it was anywhere else. And so I would like to go to Walmart and buy it because I could save
$3. All right, $3 worth... What is really the bottom line when it comes
when
to Walmart?
When I was 21, yeah, it really yeah. was.
Okay. This wouldn't bother you.
Or when you're a family with four kids and...
I understand the whole motive behind it. That's how they got to where they are.
Yeah.
Selling cheap crap that is... But in this circumstance, you've got neighbor turned against neighbor. I don't care. If people want to go buy stuff there, swell. That's not my business. What bothers me, though, this is not me being a hypocrite... I don't think the store, the grocery store or the clothing store or the big box store is the place to be profiling people. You profile them at the airport where they're going to do something. Is everybody coming into Walmart who's being profiled going to blow the place up?
Right.
Where is there any evidence of that or even any suspicion that somebody would do something like that? Where is it? It doesn't exist. So why this program? Why this? Why now?
I can buy my materials for bombs much cheaper than Walmart than anywhere else.
Is that what it is about?
$3 cheaper.
Is that maybe that's what it's about? Buying.
I can build explosive devices at Walmart for $12.
All right. So am I wrong? Some of the radio stations that carry the program might get upset because they have Walmart as sponsors. I don't mean to upset you. I'm not trying to upset you. But I think this is something that needs some scrutiny. And, you know, we all know what they sell. It's all made in China stuff. I think it's, frankly, pretty anti-American.
Yeah.
I'm for America, and I'm for American. Yeah. There was a story this weekend, and I forget who carried it, but I remember, I think maybe even Clinton said something about it. The battery, was that Clinton who said that? How many more battery manufacturers have come back to America?
Yeah.
Because of the tax incentives?
Yeah.
We used to have 2%. We used to make 2% of the international, the world supply of batteries. We only made 2%. Now we make 20%. Because we've changed the tax ramifications and invited people to come back on shore to build their plants back up. That's how America comes back from all of this. We bring people that have gone offshore because it was, I mean, there are even laws, if you can believe this, there are even laws on the books that make it, that incentivize sending the jobs offshore. How come we're not changing those laws, or are we as part of this new deal? Anyway, I think this is a mistake on the part of Walmart. Let's put it that way. That's the most positive I can be about it. It's a mistake, a serious mistake. Anyway, 18, where are we? 14 before the hour. Wow, it's a good day program. I'm Doug. There's Jennifer. There's Richie. Clay's lurking around trying to figure out what people are thinking about today. What did you start to say?
I just said hi.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Hello. 14 before the hour. Good day.
This holiday season, drop your car off at Sears Auto Center while you're shopping at the mall. The Sears Blue Automotive Crew will make it easier to take care of your to-do list while we take care of your car. Hurry in for great deals on Bridgestone and Michelin tires. Plus, save an extra $70 with a purchase of 4 Michelin tires after mail-in rebate. And all die-hard battery chargers and portable power are on sale. Visit SearsAuto.com for more great deals. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices. Guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150 milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta puttanesca.
Correct. Mary had a little lamb. What was its name?
Lamar?
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies?
Correct!
Are you kidding me?
Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
The economy is still struggling to recover, but the holidays are a time of hope and excitement for children across the country, including the 14 million living in poverty. Since 1947, U.S. Marine Corps Reserve units have conducted Toys for Tots campaigns in communities nationwide to bring the joy of Christmas to America's less fortunate children. With unemployment still at all-time highs, Toys for Tots is experiencing an unprecedented rise in requests for toys. At the same time, donations are down, as many lack the extra cash to purchase a gift for a less fortunate child. Lieutenant General Pete Osman, President and CEO of the Marine Toys for Tots Foundation, has more.
It's not too late to put a smile on the face of a less fortunate child this Christmas morning. Donate online at www.toysfortots.org and give the gift of hope this holiday.
For more information, visit www.toysfortots.org.
Doug Stephens, Good Day program. Lots of people in the news today. Bernie Madoff's son is dead.
Yeah, that's sad.
He buried today.
Yeah.
Committed suicide in New York over the weekend. His
With
father.
His kid in the room.
Is in.
Really?
This guy's.
His kid was sleeping in the other room and he hung himself from in the living room.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh.
2 years old. Bad. Very sad.
It is too bad. Then there's a Carrie Fisher outing John Travolta. It's a new book.
Really?
Yeah. Well, there always have
Everybody
been these rumors
says, yeah.
Yeah, about him. And
I have a friend that worked at whatever hotel in Georgetown in Washington. She was like, yeah, he was always in and out with.
Well, but maybe he plays the game
on both sides of the
for
field.
For both teams. Yeah, it happens from time to time. Never bothers women when you know women do it. It always bothers men do it, though. 51 past the hour.
you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Attention GCN listeners, do you have a Patriot on your Christmas list that's nearly impossible to shop for? How would you like the ability to get top-of-the-line, hard-to-find gifts at equally hard-to-beat prices without leaving the comfort of your home? Why fight the crowd? Simply log on to your computer for great gifts and deals for the off-the-grid enthusiast in your family. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find great prices on the most popular off-the-grid gifts available today. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find unbeatable deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts? A gift that could truly make a difference. Go to offthegridchristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. Offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
Tax where applicable.
Now 53 past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, Monday morning, the 13th. Not a bad day.
It's not Friday.
No, it isn't. That's right. The Friday 13th came on Monday this month.
I have a great Friday the 13th story.
See, well, you can tell it for us the next time there's a Friday the
13th. Write it down on a calendar.
Yeah, right. Put it in mark. Put an X on the next Friday the 13th, and we'll try to get to it, Clay. In the meantime, it's time for us to help you live better, and this is with technology. Our friend Alex Goldfain, the technology tailor, is asking, or actually answering. He doesn't ask him any questions. He answers questions. Mm-hmm. The question is, what was the number one Google search term in 2010? I bet you don't know the answer to that, but you will in a matter of moments here on Good Day.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly through your what?
Your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfain.
Google released its annual look at the top search terms of the year, and it's an interesting look into what people were thinking about in 2010. The fastest rising search term of the year? Chat Roulette, the website that connects you to strangers for video chats. The second fastest riser was the iPad, then Justin Bieber, then Nicki Minaj, then Friv, then Mixer, with a Y. Now, don't feel bad. I don't know who or what the last three are either. What were the fastest falling search terms? Swine flu, WAMU for Washington Mutual, and New Moon. In sports, the fastest risers were Mundial 2010, that's the World Cup, then the Olympics and ESPN 3. In consumer electronics, the iPad and the iPhone 4 were 1 and 2, and then some surprises. The Nokia 5530, the HTC Evo 4G, the Nokia N900, and BlackBerry apps. These top six were all wireless mobile technologies. I'm Alex Goldfain.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do only dogs hear dog whistles?
You could enjoy
enjoy multi-car safety feature and good driver discounts when you switch to GEICO. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
It's a World Series of academic proportions, pinning some of the smartest teams in the country against one another. Cade Brooks has more on this interesting event for the best and brightest scholars.
Did your science fair projects ever deal with microRNA 200C or quantum harmonic oscillators? That's what was being researched by some 1,300 of our nation's brightest high school students as part of the 2010 Siemens competition in math, science, and technology. This year's top individual winner of a $100,000 scholarship is Benjamin Clark from Lancaster, Pennsylvania, for his research that could lead towards a better understanding of how stars form.
All the projects here were fantastic. I mean, it's all published work. Everybody here has done amazing stuff. They're all great students and amazing people, and I'm just astounded to be recognized here. It's just so humbling.
Thomas McCausland is the Siemens Foundation's chairman of the board.
We want these competitors to be role models for their peers in high school so that they can see that there really is a lot of satisfaction and an outlet for interest in science and math.
For more on the amazing projects, log on to Siemens-Foundation.org. That's Newsbreak from Siemens.
If you find yourself waking up in the middle of the night, sometimes people do, scrambling to add to your growing holiday to-do list, you are not alone. Brian Osich has more with some ideas, actually some tips to help you if this is going on in your life right now.
For many Americans, the holidays can be one of the most stressful times of the year. Beverly Ladley with Bank of America says some simple shopping tips can help give you peace of mind this season.
Avoid extra hassle by shopping smart online and on reputable websites. When checking out, the beginning part of the address on a secure website should change from HTTP to HTTPS. Before submitting financial information through a site, look for the lock icon on the bottom right of the browser's status bar. It signals that your information is secure during transmission.
Ladley says the best serenity can also come from protection against fraudulent charges.
Make sure you're protected while traveling and holiday shopping. Bank of America's Zero Liability Guarantee will credit back any fraudulent charges made with your credit or debit card to your account as soon as the next business day.
To learn more, log on to bankofamerica.com/solutions. That's Get Ahead This Holiday from Bank of America.
Speaking of the Bank of America, they appear to be trying to sell some of their more toxic mortgages worth about $1 billion. Who the heck would buy those?
Let's buy them up, Doug.
Let's buy them right up. Yeah, perfect. 59 after the hour on Good Day.